This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Kalim Tezvav Dalad. Today we're doing Tezvav Dalad. And hey, Toid in Tove. Yesterday, Beis and Gimel. Beis. The Arubais, the wooden boards that the bakers prepare their dough for baking, are tame, the pshute kli eitz, but they look like a kli, and they're from midrabanan, they're mekabel tuma. Okay, pshute kli eitz midrais, they're not midrabanan, they are. Balabatim, the homeowners are tehoirais, they are tehoirais. Okay. Viter. If you, the balabais would have colored them, O kirkamon, with red or with yellow, then they are tame, then they are tame. Okay. The daf of the bakers, that they put them, they made into a kli, and then they attached it to the ground. Or Blazer says, Matar, it says, Mechubar Lekarka. The Chum say, no, no. Why? Why, Mr. T? Because it was a kli prior, it was attached to the ground. Okay. Weiter. Sroid Shel Nach Taimen. It's like also a board of the baker, is Tamei. The balabatim is tar. Okay. Gifafoy, if he makes a rim from four sides, is tameh. But if one of them opens up, it's tar. Shimon says, even if you just misaken it without making a rim, and you make it look nice, etc., that's enough. It's similar. He says that the sreid is similar to the aruba. Okay, so a lot going on in this Mishnah. I mean, the first part of the Mishnah was about these things that look like a kli and have pshuti kli to tumah derabanan. Then it went to tumah deraisa, it seemed like. Daftar nach toimen over there was metal, and the shaila was whether or not mechubar lekarka applies when it was a kli prior to mechubar lekarka. And the third part of the Mishnah is the sreid, where baker's is tame, the balabais is tar, unless he makes a rim, and according to Shimon, it's enough that he makes it look good. And then the last part of the Mishnah is the maruch, the roller. What do you call it? Pin roller? Rolling pin. There you go. That's the roller. Rolling pin. Rolling pin, yeah. A rolling pin that the bakers use is tamei. Okay, some say you use it to carry the bread, some say not that way, fine. Gimel. Gimel was an interesting case. We had this animal hair filter used for the flour. So on its own, it's tamei. And the chiddush over here is that even if you take off the filter from the frame, since it's meant to come on and off, it retains the tumah status. That's interesting. So you have this kli, which is it has a din of kli eitz. One second, it's made out of hair, so it's a din of R. Sock. And it's only mekabel tumah if it has a kibble, right? If it has a container. So the chiddush over here is, it's mekabel tumah as a container. Now you took it apart. The chiddush over here is that that's considered, since it's meant to come apart, the tumah remains on it. I assume that's deraiso. Well, bias is not meant to come apart, though that would be tar. Buda says, even the godelas is tamei, the ones that the girls sit on when eating the hair, because the girls sit on it and it collects their hair, and it's tamei tumas medris. Okay. You don't need a kibble for medrash. Right, we spoke about that at other occasions. Without a kibble, you have tumas medrash. Fine. Mishnah Dalet, Mr. T?
With you.
Kol ha-toloyim. All loops that are attached to a kli in order to hang up your kli. Okay. These loops will be made out of, I don't know, whatever they're made out of. And they're made to hang up your kli. Okay, they themselves, loops themselves, are not a kli. Mm-hmm. It could be a pshuti kli eitz, if it's metal. It's a meshamshei kli. But still can be mekabel tumah. Why? So the Mishnah says they're tamei, except for the tloi nof of a kvar shabala bais, except for the homeowners of his loop for his different type of sieves. What do they call it? The ones that the
big
sifter and sieve. As if you know the difference between a sifter and a sieve. No, neither do I. I think there's just different stages of the filtering process. how fine, etc., how small the holes are. Okay, so Remeir is based upon the concept of kol mechubra l'tameh tameh. Anything attached to the kli tameh is tameh. Okay. Now anything mechubra to the kli with a real chibor, it has the status of the kli legabe tumah. Okay. So according to Remeir, since it's attached to the kli in a very permanent way, as it is mechubra l'tameh tameh, and therefore if tumah would touch the kli, the tloy would be tumah, and if tumah would touch the loop, the kli would become tameh. Okay, fine. What is the chiddush of Remeir? They say the chiddush of Remeir is that this includes even things that don't participate in the usage of the kli while it's being used. It's just to hang it up when you're finished for storage.
No,
we're makel. Except for the one, the sieve of the flour guys, the flour dealers. Okay, what's pshat in the chachamim? We didn't finish. I'm sorry, we didn't finish Remeir. I apologize. Why did Remeir say the tloy nafa and the kvar balabayas? Those are tar. Okay, so first of all, they say nafa is used for the flour, very small. Kvara is to get out the chaff. Okay, it's bigger holes. Okay, that's the difference. Okay, everybody say the kvara is the larger holes and the nafa is the smaller holes. Okay, why are these not considered part of the mekli? Since a balbais does not use these kelim too often, okay, so he comes all the time, he takes off the loops to use them for another usage. What would he do with the loop exactly? I don't know, it's a funny thing. They say it's very common for the balabayas, the homeowner, to get rid of the tully. Okay? It doesn't have a din mechubra l'tameh, right, Mr. T? Chamim aymrim, kulan tehoirin, ay, 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 ay. Cham disagree with the mayor. And say, no, the din mechubra l'tameh, is not so inclusive. Mm-mm. Only things that actually aid into the work while you're actually using the kli. Most loops do not do that. They're just there for storage. They're for not mekabel tumah. There are, however, certain ones that do help while we're actually using the kli. Those are the ones we're about to mention. What are those? The tloy nafa shel salatin. The tloy of the sieve of the flour merchants. Utloy kivra has groinois. This is the place, the threshing floor. These are very large kalim that sometimes they hold onto the loop to help in the actual process. Aha. Okay, so the napa they're talking about, use it for the flour to get out of the subin. And the kvara is to get rid of the chaff. All right. Fine. As opposed to the nafa and the kvar of the balabatim, which are small, the ones of these guys are large. They're very heavy. Therefore, they would put them on wood to support and shake it like that. And sometimes, when they would be tired, they would hold on to the loop while they're shaking it. So I guess since it helps in the actual process of using it, that's a svara. That it's kol mechubra l'tameh tameh. Let's go for some more. Tloy magal yad of a hand sickle. What does he do? I guess he holds it. He uses it. He puts it on his hand. So it shouldn't fall. Utloy makal habaloshin, a metal stick that the tax collectors that they stick into a kli or into a big pile of harvest to see if anything's being hidden from the tax collector. Aha!
They didn't like those guys even in those days.
No, those were not popular people. Fine. sometimes they what? They hold it. They hold it with the loop. What are they doing with them? How do they explain it? That's
because when he would hold the loop when he yelled.
Why would he hold the loop?
So he wouldn't lose the stick. Otherwise, the stick might fall out of his hand.
When he puts it in. So he put it around his wrist. Is that the pshat? That's what I would have thought, but I don't know if I'm making that up. Test collector's metal stick. Test is a researcher person with a metal stick. Yeah, it would help him not lose grip of it. Okay. Help him not to loosen his grip on it. Fine. Is that the Mishnah Vayter? Mishay Mishay Mishas Malacha to help Mishas Malacha. Zeh calls the Ra. So let's say Mishas Malacha Tamei according to the Chumim. If it helps Mishas Malacha Tamei, also looks like it's just there to his hanger time. Okay. Weiter, Mishnah, hey. All right. We will now learn the tumah of a wooden spatula. Okay. Has a long handle. And the end is like a spoon. What is it? What does this thing look like exactly? Some of these words are hard to understand. Shovels. Such shovels are often used for winnowing. To separate crushed beans from the shells or grain, shove the shells or grain from the chaff. Discuss the halachas of wooden shovels. Rachas shel gereisais. Okay. The wooden shovel used by those who grind beans. They pick up the beans and they put them in the mill. I guess they put them up, they pick them up when they're still whole. Okay. So it says these things were generally used, arachas, they say in the footnotes, you pick up stalks that have already been threshed with your rachas, your shovel. Yes, that's the best word we'll use. Okay. And you throw them up to the wind. The wind blows away the chaff, the heavy stuff falls to the ground. However, it's also used for other things. Fine. So, shagrais is tamea. It's made to hold the beans. Has its kli kibble? Yeah. Sounds like it's a kli kibble. I don't understand what the chiddush of this is. Okay. Weiter.
What does kibble mean in here?
It has a container, receptacle.
Because in English, kibble is a whole different thing.
Yeah. Shall oitzareis tahira? What shall oitzareis? That we gather the grain in the oitzer and we're masader it. In a storehouse, we have to gather our wheat that is spread to various directions, and to organize it and sweep it. Okay, you would use the shovel to do that. You wouldn't actually have to actually pick it up. You would just sweep it. So therefore, it's not really the kabbal toma. Even though this rachas has a base kibble, but since it's not made to be used that way, it's not considered a base kibble. That's a big chiddush. We learned by kli cheres in Beis Gimel. I wish I remember this. That even though it has a base kibble, it's not a kabbal toma unless it's made. Oh, we didn't talk about like pot covers and stuff like that. It has to be made to be a kabbal. That applies not just to cheres, even the gotta be kliates and bone, etc. That it's not enough to have a base kibble, they have to be made to use the base kibble, the container. Fine. Shall gitois of the wine press that they're using to remove the chartzanim, the grape skins, and the seeds from the wine press tamea.
Okay.
Why is it Tamea? Because you're taking out the Pseilas, the Shmutz. Shall Granais, that we use to throw it up when we do winnowing Taira. Because you're just throwing it up, which is a chiddush, because you have to pick it up to throw it up. No. So you don't have to, so you just need to give it a throw. You don't actually have to hold it. Really, that's a chiddush. Yeah. Okay. Zaklaos, the Kabbalah, Tameh, it's made for, to contain, to hold Tameh. Lekinos, to gather together, Tahar. That's not considered, it's made for Kabbalah. Therefore, it's Tahar.
The Shabbat could be the same Shabbat.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends what's my word. Okay. A wonderful day and again.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.